Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome to our listeners. We know we have local listeners in Southern Ontario listening to Grand Central, and we know that other people are streaming in. I heard from someone recently that was streaming in from one of the southern states that likes to listen, so that was kind of cool. And I know of many people who are going on to our little listening library at grand-central.ca. That's grand, then dash-central.ca. And you can find all the episodes there. And as soon as even today's episode, as soon as it's gone live, within an hour later, it will be available to listen anytime. So you can share it with the grandparents in your life, or if you just want to go back and re-listen to something or hear something for the first time, we'd love you to do that. For the fourth week, we have Kathy Ostapchuk joining us. Thank you, Kathy, for being here.
Great to be here again.
Yeah, imagine 4 weeks. I know when I asked if you'd come on the show, you probably didn't think, what, 4 weeks of us chit-chatting? But the shows are bite-sized, which we actually kind of like, but we go through so much good content and the time flies. Last week, we talked about legacy, and we spent our whole time on this word, legacy. So it was a profound and beautiful conversation. I know it meant a lot to me and was inspirational to me. So I know it is to many of our listeners as well. A couple of other words that you've brought up when we were talking about grandparenting. One of them was adventure. Now, I don't have many people bring up the word adventure when they're talking about grandparenting. So that's very interesting to me. Can you expand on that?
I would just say do things that maybe the parents don't have time to do or wouldn't do. Like, you get to do things that are different. And you get to expose them. Some of the adventure is reminding them of some of the traditions, you know, that you want them to remember that they wouldn't be exposed to. But, yeah, I'm just trying to think of examples. But in the stories that you tell them, you know, you're bringing a whole new frame of reference into them. But we try and do lots of activities if we can, you know, skiing together or just spending time taking them outside of their normal, you know, worlds and exposing them to something different that the parents might not, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and even if you don't have great capacity to take them on adventures that have to be greatly resourced, you can go on a little hike of your neighborhood and show them things that are important to you. If they're little kids, it might be flowers and plants and trees and this river. Tell a story about something that happened. Go past your old school. My parents are from Wyerton and Sauble Beach. And my kids, so they're grandchildren, they'll drive them through Wyerton and say, this is where I went to school and this is where this happened. And of course, Wyerton, we always go visit Wyerton Willie. So there's always that tale to tell. But the adventure can look like anything, right?
Yeah, I think it's the narrative. I think it's the story. It's like one of my grandsons says, you know, at bedtime, tell me a story, Gramps. And so you have that opportunity to bring something new and fresh and different and, you know, into their lives and connect them with just something that they wouldn't get in their day-to-day. So adventure is kind of really, and I think the imagination is huge too, like having them use their imagination and asking them different questions and, yeah, I think just a different world.
It's really inspiring because I think that a lot of our parents, you know, that might be between age 25 and 40, standard age, they might think adventure. But I think a lot of people, when they get past 55, 60, 65, 70, the word adventure is not the first word coming to their mind when they think about how do I grandparent.
Well, I mean, we live in a very, society is interesting. Like, there's all these new things going on, but we are generally, as people, risk averse. And so, you know, as a parent, you are trying to protect your kids from all the things, whereas a grandparent, like, that's not your first job is to protect them. It's to expose them to Yeah, what could, if anything was possible, what could it be? And right. Yeah.
And the adventure, I'm thinking about it from some of the discussions we had on other shows, the adventure might not seem adventure to them, it's just adventure to you. Like, for example, if you are learning something that's going to be practical, I think in one of our shows I said, like, imagine if you're the grandparent with 12 to 14-year-old girls and you are able to, your adventure is learning about Taylor Swift and her music. So you can be part of the conversation. You go like, okay, that might not seem exciting to my kids or my grandkids, except when they're wildly impressed that grandma or grandpa knows some lyrics to a song or what's going on or things like that. So
yeah,
we can be have an adventurous spirit within ourselves that say, I will step out of my norms or my interests into the interests of my grandchildren.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, since I have all grandsons, I mean, I know a lot about construction vehicles, right? And I was like, am I interested in construction vehicles? But I, you know, you have to get down to where they are. And you're right, the adventure is for you. Once you get down, is it easy to get up? No, yeah. But you just kind of do the things that you can do to kind of open their world a bit.
Yeah, oh, that's a really interesting one. My son, when he grew up, they said, what's your son into? What kind of gifts can we buy him? When someone would ask, I would say, anything with wheels or teeth. Yeah, it was dinosaurs and sharks and
absolutely,
monster trucks and all
yeah,
those things. One of the other words, so we talked about legacy last week, adventure just now, character.
So important.
Talk
so important. I mean, it's attitude, right? It's just you're watching for those things. And again, you have to do it, whatever relationship you have with the parents of your grandchildren, that's going to help give some parameters around how much you can or can't shape that. When the parents are right there, you know, sometimes, you know, what would they do? You can't take over that job. But just, you know, saying quick apologies, you know, just being grateful, whether you do or don't say, you know, prayers at your table. One of our children would do that naturally with their kids. The others wouldn't, but we are always grateful. So you just say that over and over, you know, we must give thanks and we just do it. We put our little hands together. We teach them to say amen, whether they do it at home or not. So gratitude, quick apologies, kind. At Graham's house, we're always kind.
Wow.
You know, and you're not judging specific behaviors, but you're just making an assumption that this is the environment that we can best work in. And, you know, just you build those little things into them.
Interesting how for you, when I'm thinking about your ministry world, for those of listeners who want to go back to Kathy's first visit with us, we got into what she does with Gather and her ministry there. But when you're talking about your grandchildren and character, instantly goes in my mind, this is so connected to your ministry. You're in the character business, so to speak, or character ministry all the way through. With the women, you're working to empower and inspire and honor and raise up. So much of that is poured into their character. It's across, so imagine that. You're doing that with women across Canada, and the same conversation comes down to your grandchildren.
Well, I mean, I'm a coach and consultant, so I work in Manulife and World Vision, and you're looking at male and female leaders, and, you know, you're wondering, like, who would I vote for? And you
yeah,
see,
oh,
there's such a lack of trusted leaders in the world that when you look at your grandchildren, you go, I want to develop those that could be future leaders in the world. So the number one competence is important for sure, but character just kind of overrides everything.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's funny how our kids' character, like my grandson's humor, has evolved so much. He's only five, but between ages 4 and 5, like, he gets things different. I can see the character
yes,
of him unfolding in a different way.
That's a different, yeah, definition of, yeah, and you want to support who they are already becoming, right?
Yeah, exactly. It reminds me of this little story I have right in front of me. Listen to this one. I didn't know if my granddaughter had learned her colors yet, so I decided to test her. I would point out something and ask what color it was. She would tell me, and always she was correct. But it was fun for me, so I continued. At last, she headed for the door, saying sagely, "Grandma, I think you should try to figure out some of these for yourself."
Right.
I mean, we want to keep our kids so little, right? We'll test out the colors. They're way past knowing the colors. But in their character, they kind of find they're cute or sly or whatever little way to say, like, I'm past that, or I'm here at this point. I mean, it's a bit heartbreaking while it's kind of thrilling at the same time.
Yeah.
But we watch the character develop over time from learning little things to now comprehending larger things, even comprehending that being able to tell, okay, you're just asking me to do this for you. now this is more about you than me, right?
That's right.
Oh, that's really lovely. We only have a couple more minutes. And Kathy, thank you so much for being on all these episodes. I hope you'll come back in some future seasons and join us again. We can talk more about it. Before we go, I'd love you to talk about the word safe, and we just have a couple of minutes. Safe. Yeah. That's a word that stood out for you as a grandmother, as Grams.
Yeah, I mean, those places are just so hard to find in this world. Mm. You know, as we see the online intrusion into our worlds of places that aren't safe, that are comparative, that are, I will say intrusive, that are not accepting, that are asking you to default on yourself, to change yourself. We need to be those safe spaces, because sometimes the homes themselves aren't safe.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be grandparents to grandchildren that aren't yours by blood in your neighborhood, you know. But you always have to make sure this is a safe space. I accept you for who you are. I will not judge you. You can be you here, and it's okay. You know, I'm not going to put you in danger. I'm not going to be a threat to you like Rick Tobias, you know, that question that you talked about a couple episodes ago. Whoever I am, I just want you to know that you're okay.
Sometimes I feel like, okay, I'm going to be a little bit controversial. The Christian community isn't always a safe community, and that's what you're talking about, that reference to Rick Tobias once saying, "I'm the kind of Christian who won't hurt you. You don't need to be afraid of." But even with our grandkids, how do we impart this legacy of faith and of deep faith and prayerful and everything else, and still allowing them to feel safe to tell us where they are at their journey, whether it's a little 5-year-old who's just comprehending or a 15-year-old who's going through their own thing, that we could still be that safe presence and still inspire or be inspired by our faith.
Yeah. We just accept them for who they are,
right,
and say, "You can be who you are with me."
Hopefully the same thing we do with our kids before we get to our grandkids, right?
Hopefully.
But maybe we've learned it a little bit better by the time we get to our grandkids.
Well, we always said to our kids, we'll pay for your university, but you have to pay for your own therapy. So
Saying, well, that's one for everyone to write down. That needs to end up on a bumper sticker for people. There you go. Thank you, Kathy. It's been such a delight to have you for 4 different shows. Thank you for sharing your heart and your family with us and your family story. And again, people can find your information where?
KathyOstupchuk.com.
KathyOstupchuk.com. Or Gather specific would be at?
GatherWomen.com.
GatherWomen.com. Okay. Thanks, folks. If you need to find out anything more, if you go to grand-central.ca, there's a place where you can find an email address where you can reach me, and I can send you some of that information if it got past you. Let's go with our benediction, and I hope and pray that there's a word or a phrase or something that today you feel was meant just for you and where you're at. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.